بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our Imam has just recited the surah that's called Al-Haqqa, and the word Al-Haqqa is one of the names of the Day of Judgment. And when we go through the Holy Quran, we will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a lot of names and a lot of attributes to this day, because it's such a great day that every Muslim should pay attention to. So sometimes we find it is called Al-Qari'ah, sometimes we find it's called Al-Waqi'ah, sometimes we find it's called Al-Tammah, sometimes we find it's called Yawm al-Hashr, Yawm al-Deen, Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Jam'ah, Yawm al-Taghabur. You would find a lot of names and attributes for the Day of Judgment, and you find that the Quran is so beautifully well designed that you almost find a mention or two on almost every page of the Quran, directly or indirectly talking about the concept of the Day of Judgment. And this is why that it is one of the articles of faith for every Muslim. So any Muslim who does not believe in the Day of Judgment is no longer a Muslim. So this is a very important issue for every Muslim to pay attention when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts this name or this attribute or this adjective to that day. We should pay attention of the details that will happen. Tonight, inshallah, I'm going to talk very briefly, as I have been directed to, inshallah, 6 minutes, 1 minute already passed, about two themes of what will happen in the Day of Judgment. In the Quran, in fact, when we just put these names beside each other, we will get a very clear picture of what will happen. One thing that he mentioned today when he recited the surah, he mentioned that this day will be 50,000 days of what we live. So the Day of Judgment is as long as 50,000 years of our year. 50,000 years long. This is something that we try to imagine, that if we are just standing in the prayer just for half an hour or an hour, we cannot stand it. So try to imagine that day, that what Allah said, Yawm al-Qiyamah, we will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 50,000 years. Just to draw your attention to this important fact that will happen. One of the things that will happen, and always we find the Quran that says that, one of the things is that the day, that we will find all the books of deeds and the books of records are flying the sky upon us. And we find a group of people will be receiving their books by the right hand, and another group will be receiving their books of deeds with the left hand. Whether we like it, it depends on our good deeds or bad deeds. So if our deeds are good, we will receive our good deeds. And he was just describing this situation where the person would receive it by his right hand. This is a sign that he has done a lot of goodness in his life, and he was so proud and happy that he would carry his book in his hand and would try to show it to other people. He was so happy to try to show people, look at my book of deeds. It's a very beautiful book, because he used to do something good in his life. Whereas the other type of people would be in a very bad situation, and they would receive their books of deeds by the left hand, meaning that their bad deeds outweigh their good deeds. However, there are some obstinate people, like one of them, like those obstinate people, like the people of Nuh, alayhi salam, who even when Nuh used to invite them to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they didn't want any mention about Allah. We're living in a society like that. When you mention the word God, the people are scared, and sometimes they would say, I'm sorry, I'm not a religious person. And this is committing a crime. This is the society we are living in. This is the society we're living in. This is some sort of similar society to the society of Nuh alayhi salam, to the level that when he used to make da'wah, he used to carry their clothes and put it on their head and put it on their ears. See, no one should listen. You just don't want to listen to the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of what he said, and this is some sort of people used to do this in life. Whenever you talk about anything, they said very happy and very glad. But as soon as you mention the name of Allah or God, they don't want to listen to it. Just please change the topic. And that's what's happening in secular societies, and we are in one of those strong societies that adopt secularism and that does not want to listen to the word of Allah. Such type of people, they are so obstinate, and they know that, of course, their deeds are so bad, so in the day of judgment, and they know that their books will fall on their left-hand side, so they try to hide their left-hand side in their back, trying to deceive Allah, as if by doing this, the books of deeds will not fall on them, and that's why we find the books of deeds coming back to their left hand, which they hide it in their back. So, this is one of the scenes that will definitely happen in the day. That's what he was reciting some of these verses. Another scene that will happen in the day of judgment is the scene of this hostage will become so close to human beings that it will reach approximately 1 mile. And scholars are of two opinions of this mile. Either it's 1 mile that we all of us know, the 1.6 something kilometers, or, what is it? Yeah, the other definition is that this mile is the name of the tool that is used in making kuhl, which is probably maximum would be as long as what is it, or is it? So try to imagine that the sun would come so close to the heads of human beings, either as long as this or 1 mile far away. And of course, depending on our type of heat in this dunya, we will feel the heat of this sun. And those who have been doing good in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change them. And other people, depending on how much bad deeds they did in this life, they will sweat and sweat and sweat to the degree that the sweating of each one of them would sometimes reach half of the leg, and to other people would reach their knees, and to other people would reach their waist, and other people would reach their ears, and for other people, they will drown in their sweat. These are the verses of the Quran that will tell us exactly what will happen in the day of judgment. So the question is, are we ready for that day? Are we ready with our good deeds for that day? Or do we still insist on disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their deeds? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us this night. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our prayers. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this day easy for us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day to shade us with his shade, that the only shade will be there at that time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.